Welcome to the My Opinion Podcast, the leadership podcast for women. This is a show that focuses on leadership, life, and love to empower women around the world to be the leader of their life. The My Opinion Podcast is a weekly show with Maya's Motivation Monday, focusing on leadership topics for women that feature guest interviews as well as solo episodes with Maya. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share the My Opinion Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Now, in her opinion, here's your host, Maya Roffler.
Hi, guys. Welcome to My Opinion. And today we are talking about the absolute top episodes out of the 100 episodes that have happened for My Opinion. I'm excited to be here and talking about this. And it's really cool because I'm talking about this here on my podcast and then also here on Wisdom. So an awesome plug for Wisdom as well. Join us over here. We'd love to have you. So I am diving in, as I have done the My Opinion podcast for a couple years now. And those of you who have followed me on my journey know that the My Opinion podcast was originally born in 2017, and it was definitely not about leadership. It was about my experience on a reality television show. It was also about what I was going through in life. It was about losing my brother, and it was about, again, just my life and being young and dealing with all of those things happening to me. But after three successful seasons and having a co-host and a totally different setup, I took a break and I decided, you know, I wanted something different because I didn't want to talk about that forever. That didn't define me. The reality show. Losing my brother definitely had a massive impact on who I am. So when I took a breather, I relaunched, and the My Opinion podcast, the leadership podcast for women, was born in late 2019. So we are at our 100th episode, which is amazing, and we've had some big hits, and I'd love to share the highlights with you. I do solo episodes where I share a lot of my antics and things that have happened to me in corporate America. I went to corporate America at 22. I was young. I didn't know what I was doing. Who even knows what they're doing at that age? And maybe even older. It was an interesting time, but I'm so lucky and blessed to have that time. So And podcasts weren't a thing back then, and I wish I had that. And so I share my stories, but then the podcast has evolved, and now I bring women on that come from really different and similar walks of life at the same time. I find a lot of them, all of them, of course, have leadership, but I find a lot of them have the corporate background, but also decided to go out on the entrepreneurial side. But I also have some women on that are still in the corporate environment. And you know what? Sometimes I miss it a little bit. You know, I enjoyed my years in corporate America because you can be kind of a challenger and a changer. And I talk a lot about that on the My Opinion podcast. So today I'm going to talk about the top episodes ever on the relaunch, because we're 100 episodes in. So, interestingly enough, I'm going to break it up into two, like, fives, chop chop, five and five. So this is interesting. So the top five, like, episodes ever, I'm going to start at the bottom. So number five, so I guess the least popular out of the popular. I'm not really good at that. Typically, I'm doing these things. But was episode number 28. So on the My Opinion podcast, check it out. It's on every platform. Episode 28, I talked about how leaders handle bullying. This turned out to be a major hit. And I think it was a major hit because of many reasons. I think we are in an environment where a lot of people are dealing with, I think we've always been dealing with bullying. I think we've always been dealing with, just so many things going on, so many prejudice and so many difficulties and hardships, but I think it's being brought to light finally. And so I realized that very early on, I was talking about how leaders can deal with this. In retrospect, I realized that I was talking about this. And as I was going through my notes and realized that that was in the top five, I'm like, wow, I need to talk about this again and even dive in a little bit further, because there's so much more to unpack, because that was episode 28 and we've been at this since late 2019 as far as the relaunch. So how exciting is that in a sense? Bullying is never exciting, but I'm excited that people are interested to see how leaders can handle this. And this really is a topic that is a challenge and people want to know how to handle it. That gives me hope, because I was personally bullied myself going to corporate America at 22 and as a woman and around predominantly men. There are very few women around me. And I know there are so many people out there that go through that experience, but there's so many people out there that go through additional experiences and experiences that I haven't been through. And I interview these women on my podcast, and there's guys as well. It's just I have the Leadership Podcast for Women, but they go through these experiences. And so I don't want to see bullying, but it was an interesting thing. And I was happy to see that people were interested in that and how to be a better leader in that way. So number four in our top five episodes was episode 27. So check out 27, and it's called Work-Life Harmony. And I have to actually attribute this episode a lot to my husband. This is a term that he actually taught me when we met. You know, you always hear work-life balance. Like, what are you expecting out of this? What does corporate want from you? What's your work-life balance? What are you looking for in that? And we're always pressured into, I think, in my opinion, we're going to give it our all. We're going to do whatever it takes for the job. That's who I was all through my 20s. It took until I was a little past 30 to really wake up. And even then, I needed more of a wake-up call. So work-life harmony was a term that I learned from my now husband when we worked together, in the only job we worked together. And we worked in different areas in the job, but I met him at work. And I remember him explaining that to me. And I think I knew the concept and I had taught it as a leader, but not as eloquently as he had explained it to me. And work-life harmony means, what does that mean for you? Because, again, this is episode 27 on the My Opinion podcast, the Leadership Podcast for Women, but I have a lot of guys that listen too, so feel free to tune in. We love that. We love it. But work-life harmony is so much more acceptable. It makes so much more sense, because work-life balance. Like, are we in balance? Like, we're all out of balance. Like, sometimes our work just feels like so on point. We feel like everything's chugging along. Everything feels great. Awesome. But maybe our, you know, friendships are struggling a little bit, or maybe, you know, we're not spending enough time with the kids, or, you know, or maybe we are spending enough time with the kids, but like, oh, I better get back to that email. So, you know, or, gotta get back to the, if we're married, gotta get back to the partner, husband, spouse, you know, whatever. So it's like it's this tug and pull that we go through in our life. So I've always loved that sentiment and that phrase. Besides balance, work-life harmony, because it's going to be different for you than it is for someone else, but also understanding where you feel peaceful. And so it kind of doesn't surprise me that that comes in fourth place in our all-time highest listened to episode on the My Opinion podcast. I will always love him for that that particular quote. He's so spot on with that. And the next one, so number in the number three slot, as we're going to number one, is episode 24. So if you're interested in listening, it's episode 24 on the My Opinion podcast. And this is a personal favorite of mine, so it was really exciting for me to see this climb the charts and just blow up. I called it The Gender of Leadership. And I deeply believe in this. And I discuss in this episode how I feel that there is a gender in leadership. And at first glance, I guess I knew why people, like, I guess backing up, like, I now know why people would be like, the gender of leadership, like, oh, that might be offensive, or, but what it really is about, to give you kind of a spoiler alert, is it's about the fact that we all have different traits that are feminine and male. And how does that serve us in leadership? That's the 100, I can't say 50,000 foot level, but 100,000 foot level view of that, or even higher. But I really get into it there, and that is a huge, huge, huge hit. I've had actually quite a few guests reference that one. And I will be honest, that is probably my personal favorite episode, because I do believe in that. And I do believe in the fact that, you know, I am female and by birth, and at the same point, you know, I am very strong. I am very domineering. I have all these traits sometimes that can come off as male, but we embrace those in leadership. At least we should. And I talk a lot about this in this episode, and so it's not surprising to me that that is number three. It was a happy surprise, I should say. So number two for the My Opinion podcast most popular episode was my women's empowerment episode. And not surprising to me. I love empowering women. I talk about women's empowerment. But I think what sets this episode apart is the fact that I'm going to be transparent. It's been a minute since I've listened to it, but it's not like the we're women, we're the best, like, let's go forward. No, it's not that. It's true, like, women's empowerment and diving in to what truly empowers you as a woman. it's deeper than that. And so, again, I have to go back to what I said about number three, which is my 24th episode, The Gender of Leadership. It kind of almost tied with women's empowerment, episode 23. They're back to back, and I was kind of on a sprint there. So I went from women's empowerment to the gender of leadership. So those were back to back, and it was about empowering women to be who they are and who they truly can be. And I think that's super important. And it's not shocking to me that that became the second most listened to episode. But I want to be so clear to you and my listeners and anyone who listens to this that when I say women's empowerment, I think it's thrown around so loosely. And I think I probably say that even on the episode, even to go back to episode 23. I think it's stronger than that. You know, we empower each other as women, and men empower women, and it's a whole ecosystem. And that's, you know, why the gender of leadership came right afterwards. And it's, we're all in this together, and the future is female because we're all in this together, because we all have traits of the male and the female. And that is in episode 24, The Gender of Leadership. But in episode 23, where I talk about women's empowerment, it's really about coming from yourself and owning yourself. And episode 23 was really the birth of Be the Leader of Your Life, which is my mission and for the My Opinion podcast, and also, you know, some things that I do that you guys can always be a part of. So the number one episode, so these are the solo episodes, and then I'm going to give you the guest ones, and then happy to answer any questions, and if you guys want to chat. The number one episode, which I relate to a lot, is episode 32 on the My Opinion podcast. Check this out. If you're a leader, check it out. If you are a leader and you've been going through COVID, check it out. It is called Leadership Fatigue. So episode 32, Leadership Fatigue on the My Opinion podcast. This was my number one listened to episode of, to this date, of all time. It has had thousands of downloads. People are into it. And you know what? I'm not surprised, because we are living in the world of COVID, and COVID is challenging. COVID has been something that has affected my family personally. It's affected me personally. I think it affects everyone, regardless of vaccination or not vaccination. I'm open to say that yes, I am vaccinated, and yes, I have gotten COVID more than once. So it can happen. It's a challenging time. And when you are leading, whether you are leading just yourself, which sometimes can be a challenge, right? When you're just getting through the day, being by yourself can be a challenge. But when you are then leading a family, that's a challenge. But then when you're leading a company, that's a challenge. So Leadership Fatigue was my number one all-time listen to episode. Check it out, episode 32 on the My Opinion podcast, Leadership Fatigue. I went into detail about how it happens, how you can deal with it, and I feel like I need to do a part two because you guys loved it. Have you thought about starting a podcast, but the only thing that's holding you back is finding that perfect co-host to launch that podcast with? we understand that challenge here at findacohost.com. And that's exactly why we launched our White Glove service to help you find your perfect match at findacohost.com. Right now, we are in our beta mode and we're helping podcasters or future podcasters just like you find your perfect match. Visit us at findacohost.com and use our complimentary code VIP100 to test out our service right now and find your perfect match and start podcasting today. So now I'm going to get into top guests, and I am recording live, so I'd love to bring guests up. So let me get through all of this, and then I promise I'll bring you guys up, but I am recording live for my podcast. So top guests and episodes that you guys should listen to. So on the My Opinion podcast, episode 71 with Katrina Brice. She was incredible and is incredible, guys. She talks about something called brilliant jerks. And this blew my mind. Well, one, she is Swiss, and my father is an immigrant from Switzerland. Fun fact. And so she was the first person that said my last name correctly, Roffler. But no, we just connected. It's amazing when you have a podcast and you connect with people. It's a beautiful thing. But Katrina Brice, she talks about, she's very niche in what she does. And she turns leaders that might not be so great into actual potential leaders. She talks about the brilliant jerks. I'm not going to steal her thunder, but I think you can gather that from the title, what she talks about. Basically, if you had that asshole boss, she knows how to turn them into, from brilliant jerk into an actual leader. If they're willing, they have to be willing and able, right? But she talks about it. It's a fascinating episode. Episode 71 on the My Opinion podcast. Okay. A notable mention I have to talk about right now because I'm into this is Melissa Yamaguchi. She is a leader. I mean, she dominates on Clubhouse. Dominates. I'm not a big Clubhouse person myself anymore, guys. I'm a wisdom gal. I really am. But she talks about her journey to being a leader in her own right and being just this woman of the world. She's incredible. But she also shares so much about Chinese zodiac. And she shared a lot on episode 60. So check that out, My Opinion Podcast, episode 60, Chinese zodiac. I get a personal, like, brief reading as well, which is really cool. But she also gives tools on there so you can understand, like, your own. And last year was the year of the bull, the ox, you know. And this year is the year of the tiger, which is my year. So I'm so excited. But anyway, check her out. Episode 60. That was a popular one. Melissa is not, you know, Chinese. She's not from that culture. And so I really found her to be quite the leader in that. Another really cool episode. These, again, if you guys are just joining, these are my top guests on the My Opinion podcast that I enjoyed interviewing. And this is like picking your favorite kids. So like, I feel so guilty doing this because I love all of them. I really, really do. But these are my most listened to. So check them out. So episode 69 was, if you listen to a lot of podcasts, or if you are a Netflix and chill kind of person, you've probably seen the show Marriage or Mortgage. And so my friends Nicole and Sarah were on my episode 69 talking about the show. So show had kind of just come out when they came on to, I mean, they've been out for a little bit, and they were talking about their dynamic and their relationship, and I was really interested in the dynamic of their relationship, because if you've watched Marriage or Mortgage on Netflix with Nicole and Sarah, they have very opposing views, and it was such a fun interview because Nicole, like, I'm so with her because, like, so I'm so practical. I invest my money. I'm all about business, real estate, all that. But I'm also an event planner, and I came from the wedding industry, so I get Sarah as well. So it was so cool to be a part of that. So that's an amazing episode to check out. Episode 69, Marriage or Mortgage from Netflix with Nicole and Sarah. They're so cool. They're just really cool ladies. And we're rooting for a season two. I mean, I am. I hope you guys are too. So check it out. Another incredible episode that just killed it was episode 73 on the My Opinion podcast. So Sheena Yap Chan, she's the founder of the Tao of Self-Confidence. She is, again, episode 73. She is an incredible woman. She decided to just start interviewing women that had gone through similar struggles that she had been through, and built her podcast, built her following, and here she is today with her business, her podcast, and the Tao of Self-Confidence. And a lot of it was built off of, you know, the fact that she didn't have, I believe she said she was in Canada at the time, but she did not have any role models. And so she built that role model for herself. It was one of the most inspiring stories I heard. And especially the climate we're in right now, and hearing that and bringing awareness to that, and hearing her story, it's so beautiful. And everything that she's doing, she's such a strong woman. And she thought it was so important to create a platform where people, specifically women, kind of like what I do, but specifically women in the Asian culture, could see that you can succeed. You're not alone. Here's your story. So I had to have her on. She was incredible. And of course, she killed it and made the top five for my top guests. So yes, she's incredible. Episode 73, check it out. And yes, she does share some really interesting and deep stories and things that are real and that we go through. And we're still living through this. And I love that she's bringing awareness to this. So again, oh, that was one of my favorite interviews, if you can't tell. They're also amazing. You know, it's like picking your favorite kid, like I keep saying. But anyway, round out with two. I'm going to do one more and then an honorable mention. So episode 94, Creating Magic at Work. Okay, so this was with Amy Lynn Durham. And let me just tell you something. Amy was so interesting to me because she had a workbook, she had these cards, and we pulled a card live, and we were doing like all these interactive things. It was cool. It was awesome. And, you know, she sent me stuff to, you know, to see all of it. And that was awesome. But what was really intriguing to me about the situation and the interview and her was that she talked about something that, you know, I have a lot of guests that talk about emotional intelligence and how important that is, because it is very important. But she talked about spiritual intelligence And I could almost hear, because I could remember myself in like those big corporate conference rooms, even at the young age of 22, 23, even going back to 25, 26, 27. And if someone had said spiritual SQ is what she calls it, which is what it's called. If someone had said SQ, what's your SQ, what's your spiritual intelligence, what's your, even if they said emotional intelligence back then, people would have looked at you and been like, what are you talking about? We're doing a spreadsheet. Like, forget this. She's taking this a step further, and she's created tools to incorporate this, like, into these rooms where I sat with these people, these individuals that would never have even, this would not compute for them. It blew my mind. She really blew my mind with that. And I find her fascinating because of that, because creating magic at work, don't we all want a little bit of magic in life every day? So episode 94, check that out. I also want to mention, before closing this out, episode 95 that comes right afterwards, who is Hillary. She focuses on relaunches. And I can't help but feel passionate about that episode and her, because I don't know how many times I've relaunched in my life. And interviewing her and talking about it with her, and I'm about to be on her podcast as well, but I, and a couple other things that we're going to do, but I just, she was so inspiring with that actual terminology. But Hillary talking about relaunching, and then she actually goes into steps of relaunching, which I find fascinating. But when you go through something, like for myself, I always go to the death of my brother, because that was so devastating. That was like the biggest rebirth and change for me. But when I actually analyze and go through other things, I went through other serious losses as well, but that was, you know, a physical permanent loss. So we discussed that, but she talks about all these steps in relaunching. So that's definitely a notable one, episode 95. But it's like picking your favorite child. They're all incredible. We're talking about the My Opinion podcast. It's the leadership podcast for women. I have a lot of guys that listen to. I would love for you guys to listen and check out these episodes. The newest episode comes out on February 28th. We always take about a month off every year to kind of regroup. And the newest episode comes out with the founder, the one and only, Dio from Wisdom. So you will get to hear from her. I will be interviewing her. You'll hear about her background, where she came from, what she founded before Wisdom, and all the things that are coming up with Wisdom. That's February 28th. So make sure you follow the My Opinion podcast. Make sure you check out all of these episodes. I'm excited to, you know, recap these with you and do a live podcast episode with you. Again, thanks so much for listening to the My Opinion podcast. This was live.
Thank you so much for listening to the My Opinion podcast. You can catch up on past episodes on the My Opinion podcast website at www.myopinionpodcast.com, as well as read the My Opinion blog and contact Maya directly with your questions. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at My Opinion Podcast and Maya Roffler. We'll see you back here next week.